moderate district Democrats are signaling support for articles of impeachment later this week in the House, including Michigan freshman Alyssa Slotkin, who represents a district won by President Trump.
Hope that those people who don't agree with me at least understand how I made my decision and believe that I did it from a place of integrity.
Slotkin announced yes votes on two articles of impeachment charging President Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. New Jersey freshman Jeff Van Drew, one of just two Democrats who did not support the impeachment inquiry, is now expected to leave that party and join Republican ranks. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Well, President Trump calling the impeachment a hoax and the greatest con job in the history of American politics in a tweet earlier today. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the president's under fire in a variety of ways.
I support him, of course, in his entirety. But on trade in particular, it was argued that he was a nationalist, he was a protectionist, this, that, and the other thing. We are putting together historic, and I mean historic, trade.
Predicting the deal with China, which is still a work in progress, and the deal with Mexico and Canada, which still needs a vote in Congress, will be good for the U.S. economy. Record territory on Wall Street right now, the Dow's up 170. A judge in Mississippi has just granted bond to a man who's been tried six times for a quadruple killing in 1996. Curtis Flowers has had two mistrials and four convictions overturned, the last one by the U.S. Supreme Court for racial bias. Prosecutors have not said whether a seventh trial is coming. Flowers will be allowed to post bail and leave custody for the first time in 22 years, but will have an electronic monitor. America's listening to Fox News.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ordinary bar soaps may do a good job of cleansing. Easy. Done and done. But with Dove, you get a whole lot more. Because every bar is made with 1/4 moisturizing cream. So you get a gentle clean that leaves skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. Upgrade to Dove, the bar that gives you more. It cleanses and cares. Plus, it's number one recommended by dermatologists. Now that is money well spent. Dove. Get more from your beauty bar.
One of the president's Senate allies says an announcement is coming soon on U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, during a surprise visit to Afghanistan, said that President Trump will announce an American troop drawdown this week. Graham, who opposes a full U.S. troop withdrawal, said the president could reduce troop numbers to 8,600, down from the current 12,000. Graham told reporters in Kabul that America's withdrawal from Afghanistan has to be condition-based and that the Taliban had to be held to the promises they make during peace talks. Peace negotiations between the U.S. and the Taliban have been paused following an attack Wednesday outside Bagram Air Base north of Kabul. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
The school resource officer seen on surveillance video slamming a middle school student to the ground twice, then dragging the student off camera, is now fired. A sheriff's office in North Carolina confirming the firing to WTVD-TV. No charges announced. The officer had been on paid administrative leave since that video was reported last week. A prison sentence for a man in Idaho for what prosecutors call a crusade of harassment.
76-year-old Frank Sweeney is sentenced to 51 months in federal prison after pleading guilty to stalking. After prosecutors in Boise say a woman confronted him about parking illegally in a handicapped space, Sweeney allegedly hired a private investigator to find where the woman lived, leading to a barrage of threatening postcards over 3 years. Sweeney's defense attorney argued her client has a serious history of mental illness. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Recapping the rally on Wall Street, the Dow is up over 28,300, the NASDAQ topping 8,800. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single. For a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
it's going out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Monday. Always good day. Always good to be with you. Always good to be with you. Monday, of course, we always have Victor Jakes on, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. There we go. Now I can hear myself. And the only reason that I love having him in on a Monday like this is that I get to learn the use of the word kerfuffle. I didn't even know how to spell it. You at least knew how to spell it, or your editors did. Talking about what's going on at Clark High School, you did a great column that shows that they're doing some great work at Clark High School, and they're flunking out a whole bunch of people. Give me the backstory of Clark High School here in the Clark County School District.
Yeah, so Clark High School is a magnet school, which, you know, I think most people don't know what that is, but it's kind of like two schools in one. So you've got this magnet program where kids have to apply, their grades have to be good enough, they get accepted. Clark High School's got three magnet programs, one in finance, one in science and math, and the other in preparing teachers. And so you've got this, about a quarter of the student body is real high achievers, really go-getters. You know, parents are much more likely to
be wealthy. And they have to apply to get in.
They have to apply to get in. Their grades have to be good
enough. Like a raffle, like a
So of those whose grades are good enough, they do a lottery, and so you do get selected by lottery. But it's not just like a general representation of the student body. I mean, these are the best students that are applying for these magnet programs because they're getting the best education. And Clark's had a very successful magnet program, been ranked nationally, recognized nationally, a lot of national merit scholars. So you've got a very successful magnet program. And their past principal has overseen that, and she left, I think, in February. And then Antonio Real comes in, and he says, okay, it's great that we've got this very successful magnet program, but we have another 75% of the student body that no one's looking at. And, you know, he says about 20% of them are meeting the college and career guidelines for the Clark County School District. And it's a 3-star school, even though, you know, the star ratings are not very impressive.
How is it a 3-star school when you get a lot of the kids are not college ready?
Well, because you got this magnet program, right?
So they're counting the magnet program.
Yep.
as a part of the whole.
They all get lumped in together. So
okay.
Morale comes in and he starts, you know, making changes. Some of the changes were, I think, more cosmetic. You know, he started in, not as in like superficial, but not as in the root problem, but he started enforcing the tardy policy. Basically, the past principal was, sounded like she was very lax about it. And he started enforcing the dress code, you know, little things.
And the dress code is including on the tickets some mention about, you know, from your torso
to
your
chest to the thighs, keep it in disguise. So on the homecoming tickets, they had this, and this is not like his idea. This is school district dress policy. And actually, I talked to a teacher from the school, and she said, you know, he didn't even come up with that. He like assembled a group of teachers to come up with what they would call the gold standard, encompassing behavior, speech, attendance, following the dress code. And some female teacher came up with that. And now parents of the magnet students came in and started complaining about Antonio Real and saying he was a terrible principal and complaining about the tardy policy, the dress code policy. But I think the thing that they're really complaining about is that the magnet teachers were getting upset. And what sounds like happened is that Real came in and the previous principal, basically their administration didn't do much in terms of, you know, administrators in the classroom. You know, they would show up for 10 minutes a year, they check the box, everyone would get good ratings. And he said, well, you know, my job as an administrator, my staff's job as an administrator is to help teachers, right? Like, that's basically the most important job of the administrator. So there were more administrators in the classrooms. And it sounds like some teachers didn't take that very well. And they basically instigated a coup. And they riled up the parents, threatened to quit. And so the magnet parents are the ones who are invested here. This is what's so interesting is you've got this dichotomy. Is the magnet parents are, you know, much more likely to be successful, much more likely to have money. And when they hear something threatening the magnet program, I mean, that's their kids' ticket to a better college, a better career. They're going to take action. And then you've got these other kids, you know, predominantly poor minority kids. It's a very poor location, heavily minority school. And, you know, those kids have been just flunking along for decades. And he comes in and says, let's change it. And he got fired anyway.
Now, this is maybe a stupid question, but why do we lump these high achievers with these underachievers? Why do we have one building that's split between magnet? Why not make the whole building a magnet school and have them all be super achievers?
They do some of that at like ATEC and SECTA, where it's just a magnet school. You know, I think the theory is that, you know, it's kind of like why you put the special education student. And I'm not comparing underachieving students to special education students, but you know the theory is basically is that you bring in people who are going to kind of raise the boat, right? You're gonna bring in people and they're going to be high performers and it's going to kind of rub off on the school and then the other thing
but that's what we said about integration decades ago that if you sit a white kid, a smart white kid next to a minority student that's underachieving, that just by that osmosis, the white kid's smarts will rub off on the kid of color.
Yeah, I mean,
and has that worked?
I mean, integration, the forced busing had tons of problems, and the disruption was certainly one of them. You know, at least you would say this is, you know, people are choosing to come there, so I think that's better. I mean, I don't think the theory holds. I don't think that the theory works. I think what you see at Clark is basically you have two high schools. You know, you've got de facto two high schools. You've got the magnet program kids, and you have the zone kids.
Do they share classes? I mean, do they each take the same English class?
So it sounds like there can be some overlap, but not a lot. You know, there's honors classes that maybe some of them will be taking and some of the zone kids will be taking, but a lot of these magnet program classes are just, you know, just the magnet programs. And another reason, you know, another reason behind the theory of having this is some of the magnet slots are reserved for kids in the zoned school. So their grades have to be good enough.
Which means they live in the neighborhood.
Which means they live in the neighborhood, right.
Okay.
The neighborhood kids. And so the theory is that, you know, you've got these under, you know, not they may be smart, but they may not have as many opportunities because they're come from a low income area. And so here we're going to bring this great magnet program, and we're going to, you know, have a larger number of neighborhood kids in the program. And so there are, I mean, there certainly are some zone kids in the program. I'm sure they, you know, it's a great benefit to them. But I think the problem is that you basically have these two schools, and the rich parents, the well-connected parents, the kids whose the parents whose kids are in the magnet program, they're the ones who are going to raise their voice if something goes wrong. And the poor kids, and their parents are working a job, two jobs. They're just trying to put food on the table, and they don't have time to get involved with the, you know, the politics of it, basically. And so we can fail them and keep failing them, and no one's going to raise a stink. But, you know, get in there and upset the magnet teachers, and then, you know, principal's going to be gone.
Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. How do we fix what's wrong? Well, not just in the Clark County School District, but let's be specific. At Clark High School. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. It is Monday. Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi there. This is Summer with PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. Every day at PIBCOA, we treat people with physical injuries and help them find healing with our non-drug and non-invasive treatments. We helped Kevin Wall recover from his shoulder impingement so effectively, he canceled his surgery. We're not limited to treating physical pain and injuries. We also treat the brain. We help people who are suffering from PTSD, depression, concussions, addiction, and Alzheimer's. We use microcurrents of electricity to help every cell in your body to start healing rapidly, even those in your brain. Our patients are sleeping better, have increased energy, and improved relationships. Schedule your treatment today. Call me at 702-546-8767. That's 546-8767. Take advantage of our December special. Kevin Wall listeners receive two treatments for the price of one. Call us now at our West Sahara PIBCOA Clinic, 702-546-8767, or visit us at PIBCOA.com.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico! Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
This is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, Union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to be with us. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And your column this week, very poignant. A principal loses his job at Clark High School in the Clark County School District. Didn't do anything wrong, I don't think. Enforced the dress code, enforced the tardy policy. And all of a sudden, he's out of a job. Now, he'll probably be reassigned, and he'll keep making his money, but he won't be a principal. And I'm assuming, do we say that that principal did a good job? He's got a great magnet school that's being lauded across the country as kind of a model. And then you've got the zone kids, and the zone kids make up, what, 75% of the school?
Yep, yep.
And they're failing miserably.
Floundering. Yep, they're really struggling.
If they were a standalone school, would they be a turnaround school?
Yeah, I think they'd certainly qualify.
And explain what a turnaround school is.
So a turnaround school was schools, you know, poor performing schools, basically where a principal came in, had the ability to replace some of the staff, and you know, basically, you know, it's kind of like coming in and just saying we're starting over, we're tearing it down to the studs, and we're rebuilding it. And a lot of the magnet is so Real came from a turnaround school at Mojave, and he was a turnaround principal there. And a lot of the magnet parents were complaining, like, oh, he's treating us like a turnaround school. Like, why would he be doing this? It's just so funny to listen. It's like, I can't believe parents these days are complaining that the principal is like enforcing the tardy policy and the dress code. Like, it used to be parents would be like, why aren't they enforcing the dress code and the tardy policy? And now, like, this is outrageous. This is sexist. I can't believe it. Anyway, it's just...
Okay, so how will the new principal deal with the 75% of his kids that are not college ready, or the bulk of them are not college ready? I'm waiting for how we fix this. Not just by changing the principal, but by changing... the school by changing this dynamic where you got all these smart, motivated kids, and then you have all of these other kids that aren't getting the job done.
Well, I mean, what Superintendent Jesus Jara has just told every principal is you better make sure the magnet program succeeds, and you know, low income parents don't have time to complain, so don't worry about them. You will keep your job if you keep the rich, successful parents happy, and there's a good chance you'll lose your job if you start making changes that upset teachers who, you know, may not be used to constructive feedback. If you start enforcing the rules, you know, these are things you can lose your job for, and that's a really destructive message to send to principals, because that's what he said. That's basically what he said. And you know, obviously he didn't use words, but that was the message he sent, is that if you rock the boat, there's a chance you're going to get demoted.
And I never ever, ever criticize your writing style. I love your writing style. But I think you may have buried the lead, that this is, and you mentioned it, but it was down in the story, or down in the column, that this is a prime reason why we need school choice. Yeah. There are parents whose kids are trapped at Clark and other schools similar to Clark that have these problems, but they can't do anything about it. What is it parents can do?
Well, I mean the frustrating thing for an individual parent is there's not much you can do. I mean, if you can rally other parents and complain to the school board, that's helpful. You know, but the problem is that the system is designed for basically one winner and one loser. And, you know, what would happen in a free market if parents had school choice is they could go find a different school. They could say, this school isn't working for me. I'm going to go find one that works for me. And we do this all the time in life, right? Like, someone likes Indian food. Someone likes Mexican food. Someone likes hamburgers. We don't make them eat at the same restaurant. We say, great, go find a restaurant that you like. And so I think one of the problems that, you know, the school district has is they're trying to fit two different schools into one and saying, now just make it work. Well, maybe there are unique needs at that school, and maybe it'd be better if they were at different schools. But the hard thing for parents, I think you can talk to your legislator and say, look, you know, my school's been failing for years. My kid is struggling. Help me out. But it's a long process.
Let me just ask you, and we've only got a couple of minutes in this segment. I do still want to get to impeachment and the Horowitz report and all of that stuff. Can you stick around for an extra 15 minutes? What do we tell the parents of these kids who are in failing schools, even with the model of the magnet right down the hall? What do we tell them? How come you can't do this for us? I mean, is what I'd be asking.
Yeah, I mean, I think those parents are right to be upset, right to be furious, really, that, you know, someone who cared enough about their students to come in and try and make changes to improve the future for their kids. I mean, you just think about how important of a life skill that, you know, showing up on time is. You know, we do this radio interview every week, and I always stress you out because I'm always on time, but never early.
But you're always here.
But I mean, that's an important life skill, right? Like, you want to get a first job, and especially if you don't have a strong academic pedigree, you better show up on time, right? Like, they can replace you at McDonald's, right? If you're working for Google and you're some highfalutin, you know, computer person or engineer, you could show up a few minutes late because they can't replace you. But if you don't have good education skills, you better have all the other skills down. And so setting just those basic expectations is so important.
I had a high school football coach, and this was, gosh, years ago, decades ago. And one of the things he was big on was Lombardi time, named after Vince Lombardi, the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers. And it's one of the things he said, don't just, if the show begins at 9 o'clock, don't just show up at 2 till 9. You show up here at 10 till 9 or 15 till 9. And that was what was Lombardi time. That's not a bad thing to do. Demand some accountability. What I find absolutely reprehensible is that teachers, the idea that maybe teachers had a role in running this guy out of town.
Oh, I think they're responsible. I mean, the parents were the one who showed up and complained, but I mean, if you kind of listen to the fluff and then you listen to what the substance of their complaint was, I really think they were worried the teachers were going to leave. It was going to drag the magnet program down. And that's, you know, that was the straw that forced them into action.
More coming up with Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. Lots to do as we continue. We're going to talk about the dreaded I-word, impeachment. It's impeachment week in the House of Representatives. We'll talk about that and where we go from here. It's all next, live and local now.
It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator.
Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report. On Wall Street, the major averages are higher and hitting record highs on global optimism after China signaled an improvement in its economy. Among the gainers today, tech stocks. However, shares of Boeing are falling as the aerospace giant will soon be deciding whether to further cut or suspend production of the 737 MAX jet as the timeline for the plane's return to service enters into next year. Keith Fitzgerald of Money Matt Press says it's not an attractive stock, even at a low price.
In my opinion, I think they've handled this entire crisis very poorly, and now now they're simply dancing around the obvious. If customers don't feel safe on Boeing aircraft, it doesn't matter what the stock's price is.
Fitzgerald also believes that CEO Dennis Muilenburg's position could be in jeopardy. The 737 MAX jet has been grounded since March following two fatal crashes. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The House Judiciary Committee has put out its report detailing the case against President Trump ahead of an impeachment vote expected Wednesday or Thursday.
On the other side, Republicans write, quote, the majority's actions are unprecedented, unjustifiable, and will only dilute the significance of the dire recourse that is impeachment. Of course, we're counting votes, and two Democrats from swing districts say they are a yes on articles of impeachment, Jason Crow of Colorado and Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan.
Fox's Mike Emanuel at the Capitol. Commercials with a shot of brides kissing at the altar may go back on the Hallmark Channel.
No, I do!
We've helped a million couples plan their weddings.
The ad for the wedding planning site Zola had been pulled following a complaint from conservative group 1 Million Moms. Hallmark Card CEO Mike Perry issued a statement saying pulling it was the, quote, wrong decision, and the company is sorry for the hurt and disappointment it caused.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Living the Bream is a podcast hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal anecdotes, and an insider's perspective on actions and rulings from the High Court. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the streaming service that celebrates America every day, and now through Christmas, we're giving new members 35% off yearly plans. Enter the promo code CELEBRATE at foxnation.com to become a member of Fox Nation now. That's promo code CELEBRATE for 35% off Fox Nation. Start streaming today.
It's the holiday season, and it's the perfect time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, travel mugs, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Happy holidays from Fox News Channel.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now for a Monday. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year that you can do anything about it. Make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. They have programs for singles, couples, families, all with no contracts, starting at just $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. You can get all the information you need right there. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Victor, Jake, staying over an extra segment because this is impeachment week in the House of Representatives. Wednesday or Thursday, we expect to vote. Do we know what Stephen Horsford, Susie Lee, what they're going to do?
They are voting to impeach the president. So they both came out last week and said they were going to be a yes.
And do we know what Catherine Cortez Masto and her new associate?
Rosen, yeah. Jackie Rosen. I don't know if they've officially said. I'm sure they're going to vote yes. I mean, they've definitely been, you know, anti-Trump as much as possible. And part of that includes if they're going to get to vote for impeachment or removal, I mean, they're gonna take it.
Should it be a long trial or a short trial?
You know, I've really gone back and forth on it. I think a short trial is fine. I mean, I think everyone kind of knows what's happening. I think Republicans are in a strong political position with where things are at now. And so it's kind of like with the long trial, you have the opportunity to... What's the right analogy? It's like you're up by six. Do you go for the kneel down or do you try and score another touchdown? It's like, well, you might as well just go for the kneel down. I mean, you're already winning. So I don't think you want to risk, you know, having something go wrong or having something just unexpected happen. And that could swing it against you.
We had a chance to talk to my friend Liz Harrington, who is a national spokesperson for the RNC earlier. And I've just got to tell you, her attitude is, and I like this. If you've got the votes, I would equate it to roller derby. This is me, not Liz Harrington, but I would equate it to roller derby. When you get out in front, you put both hands on your hips, and you, as they say, cut off the jam. You say, okay, we'll take the victory, and that's what they probably should do. They should do a day's worth, maybe two, give the Democrats a chance to call some witnesses, give the Republicans a chance to call witnesses, like maybe Adam Schiff, and then ask for a summary judgment, and see if the Chief Justice. I don't know if he can do it or not.
Well, he can call for the vote. I mean, I think the. You know, the people that they're really concerned about is actually not Trump as much as Susan Collins and Cory Gardner. They're both senators from Maine and Colorado, respectively. They're up for very tough reelections. And I think McConnell's, you know, goal is you know, he knows the president's going to be acquitted. You know, it'll probably be bipartisan. I would be surprised, actually, if it wasn't bipartisan. And so then the question is, well, how do you protect your members? And I think that's what he's thinking about, and I think that's you know, I think that's smart. I think that's an important thing to think about because I don't, you know, I don't feel like this was an impeachable offense by any means. And so I it's hard to take the whole process, you know, seriously.
Chris Steyerwald had just an amazing idea. And I want you to hear this because this to me, let's go to cut eight. This is Chris Steyerwald. He is the Fox political director and was on with Howie Kurtz yesterday and had an interesting take on the idea of cameras recording or cameras being a part of the proceedings. Here it is.
Do you think that when the Secretary of the Army said to Joe McCarthy, at long last, sir, have you no sense of decency? Do you think people went, ooh, no, they read it in the paper. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they may have seen it in the evening news,
right.
But it was contextualized in reporting. This was an important moment, and then it takes on something later on. It doesn't work if you just take it intravenously and you just sit in front of the television. And by the way, everybody on that dais, every person talking, every person doing the questioning, knows that what they're aiming for is a soundbiteable moment. They're putting on a little speech and doing performance, not getting to the truth.
I was going
to
ask you about that. I mean, whether it's Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff, or on the Republican side, Doug Collins and Jim Jordan, it does seem like the speechifying and the getting the viral clip often takes precedence over actually the grunt work of questioning the witnesses.
Do not tell our bosses that I said this, but cameras in Congress have been a failure. Look, there are special circumstances where you might want to have cameras in for something, like the Army McCarthy hearings or as they did in Watergate. But the verdict of the past 40 years mm-hmm. is that a televised Congress doesn't make the work product better. It actually affects the way the members of Congress do their work because there is this performative element to it. How much better would hearings be if they were not preening for cameras and instead doing the work?
Okay, well, I've covered dozens of congressional hearings, and they're not just partisan. They're tedious and repetitive, maybe a few moments of drama. So why is everybody taking an 8-hour hearing, an 11-hour hearing, if it's not exactly scintillating television?
Well, because you want to do the right thing. You want to be journalistically appropriate. Okay, we're going to live up to our duty, and here it is. So take it away from the network so that they don't have any choice. Do the right thing, Congress. Take television away.
What do you think? The notion of not televised, I mean, A, you could reduce these things down to maybe 6 hours, 10 hours, give each side 5 hours, say, hey, have a go at it. But you wouldn't have the speechifying and just the lame stuff that goes on during these hearings.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something where you've got negatives on both sides of the equation because you certainly do have people playing to the cameras. But I also don't trust the media to, you know, be the arbitrators to set it in context. I think they've certainly failed at that many, many times. You look at all the Russia gate reporting and then the IG report comes out and, all that stuff from the Steele dossier that we were told was so true is just a complete...
Uncontested, I think is the term they use.
Just a complete another bunch of garbage. I mean, So that's the problem is I don't trust the media. I don't trust them at all to, you know, put it in context. But the point about, you know, people trying to find the soundbite instead of the, you know, doing the hard work of questioning, I think is very true. And if you remember, you know, when Christine Blasey Ford testified, the Republicans had this lawyer and she was asking like all these sort of like dry detail questions and it didn't really make sense until afterwards you find out what she was doing is she was basically laying all these traps and showing how Blasey Ford didn't understand any of the details. And so it was a really effective long-term line of questioning because it undercut her credibility. But in the moment, it didn't produce good television. It really made the Republicans look weak. So, I mean, he's certainly true in that.
I want to ask you, the impeachment trial, not hearings, but trial, which will begin probably first or second week of January, clearly, America went to sleep for the House Judiciary Committee hearings. Nobody really is paying much of attention. I mean, especially now, holidays, shopping, that kind of thing. Do you think people will pay much attention to the Senate trial?
I think only if you get a witness like Joe Biden or Hunter Biden or Rudy Giuliani. Otherwise, I think everyone kind of understands what's happening. You know, Republican or Democrats saw their chance to impeach him. They took it, and the public's kind of reacted against that. So Democrats are just wanting to get it done with as fast as possible. So I think unless you get a high-profile witness, you know, someone in the room with Trump, you know, then I think it's going to be a bit of a snoozer.
What goes on after? Here's what I worry about. I worry about after the Senate trial and the Senate acquittal, and I fully expect him to be acquitted, that the investigation is going to continue and that this is going to be a never-ending. Second term, doesn't matter. They're still going to be investigating.
Yeah, I think the best check on that, though, is the American people basically getting sick of it and just, you know, being a little disgusted and saying, look, you guys had your shot and you're going to come back again. And I think this is one of the reasons that Democrats made a big mistake in pursuing impeachment is, you know, if you take your shot on something that's weak, it's going to be a lot harder to come back and say, this time, guys, this time we promise we really mean it. I think one of the things that's undercut impeachment is Russia, right? They spent 2 years saying, look, we're just going to wait for the Mueller report to come out and he's gone. He's impeached. Mueller report came out. It's like, oh, well, Just forget that. Pretend that didn't happen. We want a do-over. Ukraine came out. It's like, oh, on the call, he is saying, give me this for that, and it's inappropriate, and he's got bad motivations. And the call comes out, and it's a lot more nebulous, and you're not sure what Trump's motivations are. I mean, because you can make a very plausible case that, you know, Trump thought Biden was corrupt, or the appointment of Hunter Biden was corrupt, and he wanted it investigated, just like we spent 2 years on Mueller. He wanted, you know, past corruption investigating. Can you say, well, was he more interested because it was Biden? And I'm sure he was. Yes, you can say that. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because we didn't say, well, we can't have the Mueller report because Democrats really want it as a means to impeachment. It was a credible matter, you know, in his mind. It was not just a matter of personal interest. And so I think that, you know, that's why the case is crumbling. And then get back to what you asked. I think that's the problem, is that if Democrats come and say, well, this time we've really got him on impeachment, the American people are just going to just give it a hard pass.
Yeah, I think so many people have just kind of blown this thing off. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think you're going to get him back for the trial. You might get a few, but I have a feeling people are going to go about their lives, and they really don't care. Well, go ahead.
I just say, I mean, if they had had something, they would have brought it out by now. I mean, that's the problem, right, is they didn't want to wait for the court process to serve the subpoenas on Pence or Giuliani. They wanted to rush it through, and so you know, which to me kind of tells me they knew they weren't going to get the goods from Giuliani or Pence, and so they might as well just rush it through. And so unless there's a bombshell, I think it's just going to be a snoozer.
Victor, you're taking a couple of weeks off for the holidays. We'll talk to you again in January. Thank you so much. Have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year.
Thank you,
too. Hope you and your family have a wonderful time, and we'll talk to you again after the first of the year.
I look forward to it.
Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us live and local. Now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. The Chris Steigerwalt thing has me intrigued. And I want to just run this past you. In fact, we don't have a lot of time to get to calls, but we'll take some calls at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Now, for those of you that want a very quick trial, a Senate trial, what about taking cameras out of the U.S. Senate for this trial and do it under cover of darkness? Anybody out there that would be okay with that? The idea of not allowing Chuck Schumer or any of these Senate presidential wannabes from getting up we've talked about speechifying. That's a new term. I just learned it. Speechifying. But what if we took the cameras out of the quote courtroom, the way we do with federal trials all the time? The court TV stuff that you see is generally from state courts, local venues, and they allow cameras in the class, in the court. The federal trials are almost universally no cameras. If you want a short trial, a day or two, give the Republicans 24 hours to make their case. Give the demo rats 24 hours to make their case, and then call for a vote. Would it help to take the cameras out of the courtroom, the Senate chamber? I happen to think that's not that. As much as I would love to see the proceedings and watch the drama, I don't know. But that it wouldn't make sense to just, pull the cameras out. Here's the number. And by the way, if you disagree with that, if you really do, if you're hell-bent on seeing this, 844, the number 2, Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. I want you to hear just one quick piece of audio. And this is Chris Coons. This is cut number three. And this is Chris Coons, senator from Delaware with Chuck Todd, repeating that Democratic talking point we were talking about last week, worried what Trump will do in the 2020 election.
President of the United States, you believe he's an existential threat to the Republic, to the Constitution. And then literally the next hour, you're cutting a deal with him on USMCA and NAFTA 2.0. Is that sending a mixed message to the country?
Well, what I hear up and down the state of Delaware, as I've done town halls this year, is that folks expect me to remain a principled Democrat, to stand by the core principles that I ran on when I first ran for office, but to also work across the aisle and to try and get things done, to try and pass laws that deal with the kitchen table issues that affect most Americans, whether it's high prescription drug prices or gun violence threatening our kids at school or the opioid crisis. And the fact that we are able to continue legislating together, I think, is encouraging to the average American.
Let me ask you this. Kyle Cheney of Politico wrote the following, and I'd like you to get you to respond. What happens when a remorseless president commits the same behavior that got him impeached in the first place, only this time after the House has already deployed the most potent weapon in its arsenal?
That's one of my real concerns, Chuck. The only reason that Speaker Pelosi changed her position and supported moving ahead with an impeachment inquiry was because what Donald Trump is alleged to have done, and all evidence points to him having done it, which is to invite foreign interference in our next election, undermines the very core of our democracy, which is free and fair elections where foreign parties aren't influencing the outcome. If he is ultimately exonerated in the Senate, if the Senate Republican majority refuses to discipline him through impeachment, he will be unbounded. And I am gravely concerned about what else he might do between now and the 2020 election when there are no restrictions on his behavior.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the new Democrat talking point. It has nothing to do with guilt or innocence. It's we're afraid of what he would do. It's that classic thing of, you know, if we release this perp or alleged perp and we let him loose, he'll kill again. I mean, that seems to be the attitude that we're dealing with here. This whole notion that if left unbounded, that this president will screw up the 2020 election. He'll steal the 2020 election. That is the new talking point. They've tried everything else and nothing has worked. I don't think this is going to work either. We'll see. But watch at the trial, if you do get a chance to watch, and see if this isn't mentioned about 8,000 times. This whole notion that, gosh, look what he did in 2016. And can I tell you, just to go back, the 2015 mention of the 33,000 emails. And hey, Russia, if you find them, let me know. I'm sure the authorities would love to know. It was a throwaway line. It was a laugh line. I thought. I don't think it was, Russia, I need your help. If you're listening, help me. Help my campaign. I don't know. Anyway, coming up, we're going to find out what a potential member of Congress from CD4, Sam Peters, how would he be voting on Wednesday or Thursday of this week after watching the proceedings, the House Judiciary Committee going to a vote, 24-17 on both articles of impeachment. That's party line, by the way. But how would Sam Peters be voting if he were currently a member of the House of Representatives from CD4? I'll put that question to him because he's going to join us in studio. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.